From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Claire Strimple with a local and statewide news update. Juneau's 4th of July festivities and fireworks are on for the holiday weekend. Because of supply chain issues, the volunteers who put together the annual fireworks show in Gastineau Channel weren't sure they'd get the actual fireworks in time. KTOO's Jeremy Shea spoke with the pyrotechnician who wants to assure Juneau that the show will go on.
Amid brisk sales at Smoke Signals Fireworks on Thursday afternoon, customers got a little demonstration. These are for personal use. Sigrid Dahlberg says despite obstacles, there will be much boomier booms in Juneau this year on the night of July 3rd. Dahlberg is a licensed pyrotechnician who's worked with other volunteers for the last 20 years or so, putting together the city's professional fireworks show. Through her day job as an environmental engineer, she knew all kinds of projects were being delayed by as much as a year because of pandemic-related supply chain issues. Her fireworks supplier was also affected.
There was a very high level of concern, even starting back in January.
She says everything originates from China and makes its way across the Pacific Ocean to many different destinations. This year's shipment arrived in Juneau last Friday. That gave Dahlberg's team only 9 days to prep. Normally, they'd have 3 more weeks.
So at that point, we say it's a go. We've compressed our schedule considerably. So most of the main crew is taking time off work and just working full on getting this show ready to go. So we really want people to show up and watch it.
The city donates the money to buy the fireworks. Otherwise, Dahlberg says the show comes together entirely through volunteer work and businesses donating services. And then there's the unusual weather. State authorities have banned burns and fireworks across huge swaths of the state because of dry weather and wildfire concerns. Juneau's been a lot drier than usual, too. But Dahlberg says Juneau's show is very safe and okay with local fire authorities.
Because we shoot from a concrete barge in the middle of the channel, we have a huge fallout zone around the barge, and everything's falling on water.
Dahlberg says the show will be about 20 minutes long. It's set to begin at 11:59 p.m. on July 3rd. Dahlberg will be on the barge.
We can hear the people on the shore screaming and yelling, and we love it.
For people celebrating with their own fireworks, restrictions the Juneau Assembly adopted last year remain in effect. The rules are cumbersome to explain, but generally, fireworks use is limited to private property, and the louder the fireworks, the fewer times and places they can be used. The Douglas 4th of July Committee has many activities planned throughout the holiday weekend, including a parade at 2 p.m. on the 4th. The parade in downtown Juneau is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
David Abad shows up at the Zach Gordon.
Filipino dance groups used to be a big deal in Juneau. There were multiple troupes who practiced regularly and performed at the Filipino Community Hall. They even danced at high school basketball games. Now it's making a comeback. KTOO's Jennifer Pemberton has the story.
David Abad shows up at the Zach Gordon Youth Center carrying two long bamboo poles. He bought them on Etsy.
It was really hard to find. And then I just went on Etsy and it was just like, we'll ship you 8-foot-long poles. And I was like, perfect. Free shipping.
It's been 15 years at least since Tininkling was big in Juneau. Abad was really into the dance growing up in Juneau's Filipino community, and he wants to bring it back. Tininkling is a traditional folk dance from the Visayas region of the Philippines. It's now the country's national dance. Two people get on either end of two long bamboo poles and clap them together. Dancers jump in and out of the poles in between claps, trying to avoid getting their ankles whacked. They're supposed to look like a tinkling bird, trying to avoid a foot snare set by rice farmers. That's what the dance is named after. The clinic starts with a video that offers some inspiration. It's a group of college students performing the dance to a Lil Nas X song, not the traditional Spanish rondola. They are awesome, jumping in and out of the poles super fast. It's just cool. And the crowd in the video goes wild. And the dozen or so kids watching are pumped now, too. Abad asks for volunteers to be the clappers, the people who tap the poles twice on the ground and then snap them together in the middle.
I used to do the dance. And you didn't really think about the clappers' role, but just thinking about, like, they're so important because they get to control the speeds. obviously it's easier with music because then you can just follow the rhythm.
It doesn't take long to start feeling the rhythm in your whole body. Julia Velasco is 9 years old. She says she's a little bit Filipino, but she's never seen this before or tried it.
It's like a really nice way of dancing. Oh, the little girl's dancing too. Yeah, she's so cute.
The little girl is 5-year-old Daryl. She's here with her mom, Jennifer Lagandino.
Her dad is Filipino, and she's been asking to learn Filipino dance for a while, so we saw this. A friend sent us this event.
And this is your first time trying this?
First time. Yeah.
You did really good.
First, Daryl sits in front of her mom and wraps her little fingers around the sticks while they clap them together. But it's not too long until she wants to be center stage as the dancer. People dance for hours. They take turns working the sticks and dancing in the middle. They're sweaty and out of breath. It's a workout. David Abad is stoked.
I'd love to have more, you know, folks interested and, you know, maybe do it as a more, like a hobby. Pick it up, do, you know, even go as far as doing some choreography could be fun.
When he was young in the early 2000s, there were at least 50 Filipino kids who danced regularly. When they danced at the Filipino Community Hall, he says they were proud. But he was less comfortable dancing in front of the wider population.
It was almost something done in secret. But I'm sure other kids, you know, felt proud of, but yeah, like especially when we started doing school performances during like basketball games, that was intimidating. I was like, oh my gosh, people are gonna know what I'm doing. So I didn't participate in too many of those.
He stopped dancing in high school. So the small crowd today is inspiring. There isn't just interest, there's enthusiasm from Filipino kids and kids who are a little Filipino, and even one who said that Tininkling made them wish that they were Filipino. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
The Juneau School District Board of Education held a special meeting Thursday. They're discussing hiring a third-party investigation into what's being called the floor sealant incident. City and Borough of Juneau lawyer Robert Palmer told the board he's looking at three areas of investigation.
Safety side. So you might think of that as an environmental health or industrial hygienist. The second is in the emergency notification public communication side. And then the last is somebody to compile all those different reports and present final product to the board.
He estimated the cost would be roughly $10,000 per topic, but said it could cost less if he hired locally. Board member Brian Holst said he'd like to see a report that has a broad enough scope to be applicable elsewhere. He said he'd like to learn more about this situation so he could apply it to the future. He said floor sealant poisoning is unlikely to be one of those situations. He said insight into how better to monitor and maintain safety systems would be useful. Board member Amber Frommers wanted the board to get a better understanding of how the grants around the district's after-school program could affect any changes the district wants to make. NANA Management Services, the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, the Juneau Police Department, and the district attorney's office are all investigating the incident. The board directed Mr. Palmer to look into its options. The board will consider the results on the week of July 4th and vote at a subsequent meeting. It's sunny and 70 degrees today in Juneau, northwest winds of about 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low near 50. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 72, dropping to 53 in the evening. Sunday should be sunny with a high of 74. Smoke is predicted after 10 p.m. Temperatures will drop into the low 50s at night. Monday is Independence Day, and it could get up to 80 degrees. You're listening to KTOO.